This is 1350 AM and 103.5 FM KSRO. I'm Jeff Davis, and we are on the wine road. Last week, I also made it over to St. Helena to see the former V. Madrone Winery, now AXR. Owner Kelly Trevethan and John Offlegare, who is also the winemaker at Alpha Omega in St. Helena, are part of AXR Winery, who has purchased the property just a few months ago, and they have grand plans for it and the estate house, which was built in 1876. It's gorgeous, and over the years, it has housed a number of businesses.
It was a restaurant as well as lodging, so it was set up so that people from San Francisco and other areas could come and spend the weekend up in the Napa Valley and have a getaway. And again, during Prohibition, it was a property that became quite popular here in St. Helena.
So this must be an exciting time for you, a burgeoning winery on the foundation of a nearly 140-year history.
Yes, Jeff, it's exciting. John and I are looking forward to being able to honor the history of this property that dates back to 1876 and to create something that's an amazing hospitality experience.
This was also the Madrone's resort prior to Prohibition, and the most recent owners continued the legacy of the Madrone's, calling the winery V. Madrone. And they had it for about 14 years, but as time passed, I understand they were ready to move on.
Yes, Chris and Pauline Tilly had built an amazing reputation for premium wines and an old Napa hospitality experience, and Jean and I wanted to continue that and pay homage to them, but also pay homage to the industry in general, and hence the AXR name, which was a rootstock that was planted here in the 70s that really put Napa on the map in the wine world.
Yeah, the name AXR has a notorious history, doesn't it? It's historic to the area, but also lent itself to some lean times here in Napa Valley.
Yes, definitely the phylloxera resistancy issue was a big deal with AXR, and but it also produced some amazing volumes of fruit that I think are still some rootstock in Napa today that are on the AXR rootstock, and I'm sure Jean can talk more about that.
But John, because of the phylloxera and the replanting, it kind of gave Napa Valley a blank canvas, didn't it?
Well, yeah, I think the AXR rootstock, you know, is known in the valley as a threat or a sore in some cases, because it was sold, during the phylloxera crisis as being a phylloxera-resistant rootstock and the solution to the phylloxera issue and contamination of the valley, and ended up being phylloxera-sensitive. For me, it represents something quite special to the valley and to the wine world, because I think it's the first time that Napa Valley actually paid attention to the role of a rootstock and the reason of a rootstock. Why did we start using rootstock and adapting the plant to the soil? The rootstock being the underground part of the plant, it's actually something that is quite important to adapt to not only the soil that you're sitting in and that the root are in, but also, of course, to the style of wine and style of varietal. And AXR is really the origin of the conversation, the knowledge, the research about the impact of rootstock on the fruit quality.
I think it's wonderful that you guys are hanging on to the history here and not just acknowledging it, but also enhancing it and your product and what you're going to be providing here. And that also includes continuing to sell the V. Madrone wine for a while.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, Chris and his wife and all the legacy before that, you know, have given us something that we have, you know, an obligation to carry, and that's legacy and history. And I think you have to respect the past at all time, especially in something as traditional and old as wine. It represents, you know, values of society and life that we cannot ignore. And because of that, we decided to keep that brand to thank the past and the people that fought for Napa recognition, but for this wonderful product that wine is.
So you're moving in a 21st century direction, but you are, like I mentioned, you have a melancholy for the history. Now, your AXR wine, at this point, you only have a Cabernet and Chardonnay that you're offering. Tell us about those wines.
Well, absolutely. Well, we started, the first vintage was 2013, and we have a Chardonnay and a Cab. We'll add some single vineyard. We're looking always to express a wine as balanced as possible, not in the extreme modern style of just, you know, silky and velvety, but to have a little bit more structure and balance overall. We have sourced over time many sites that still are on AXR that were not touched by the phylloxera threat. And so, you know, both on the Chardonnay and Cabernet side, we have a few sites that have that AXR look, which is really a balanced vine. And AXR is not a high producing, high yield rootstock overall. And we really think that it represents kind of the philosophy, the DNA, the personality of the wines that we were looking to produce.
What are you planning for the future for AXR?
Planning to first, as the consulting winemaker, for sure, to better the product and to keep on exploring that legacy. I was, we just signed a deal, with a grower in Sonoma that does Chardonnay out of a very famous vineyard called Ritchie Vineyard, and he's replanting everything to AXR because he likes that the result and the complexity of the wine that comes from that rootstock. So we're looking really to not only plant our own and keep on taking care of the 5 acres or so of grapes that we have around here, but also to really find the right terroir, the right location that translates our philosophy.
Kelly, you're not just going to be reworking, remanaging the tasting room here, but the lodges are still on the property. You have all kinds of very interesting plans for the back area.
Yes, the four guest cottages on the property we'll use as hospitality experiences for private stays for wine club members and also events that we can do on property. The idea is to really create a feel where people that come to the property feel like they're coming to see, dear friends that they're visiting in the countryside. So we really want that hospitality experience to be warm, inviting, intimate, and romantic. We really want to take people back and, what I would like to say, take them off the grid. We're in such a busy world where everybody's, between text messages and social media, everybody is so busy that we really want to reconnect the passion of relationships and food and wine, bring that together more than anything. And I think Jean and I share that passion where we want to create an event, a hospitality event, where people really can unplug and get in touch with what really matters the most, which is spending time with people that they care about.
A relaxing atmosphere. And, this enclosed front porch here is immediately kind of just settles you down a little bit. It definitely has an air of the past and a slower time.
Yes, I think the whole property does. It's really like a park-like setting that we intend to bring guests and walk them through the property, and they can just relax at their own pace. Nobody's rushing them off the property. It's not a big corporate winery experience where, you feel like you're here with 10,000 other people. We really want it to be very intimate and relaxed and at your pace. And I think that we're super excited. We have an amazing team here at AXR. Vimadrone to get us to that next level, and we're super excited to share it with the rest of the wine world.
The estate has several rooms and various sized tables, and with the guest cottages and large barrel and production barn, there will be a good number of tranquil settings where you can truly wind down, focus on the wine, and take your time while you enjoy the experience. They are determined to offer a one-of-a-kind tasting in that regard. I'll continue my conversation with Kelly Trevethan and Jean Appleguer of AXR Winery when On the Wine Road continues. Welcome back to On the Wine Road here on KSRO. I'm Jeff Davis, and in St. Helena, in the midst of an exciting transition as AXR Winery takes control of Vimadrone Winery, but they're doing so with a thoughtful respect to the history of the 141-year-old property and its stately manor. Wineries from the 1800s and early 1900s that didn't make it through Prohibition, at least for a time, are called ghost wineries. The Madrone Estate can be considered as such, but Jean was telling me that there is also a legend of former residents who are still inhabiting the estate.
John, I understand the history of this place even includes a couple of old patrons. There are maybe some ghosts hanging around?
Yes, actually, yeah. It's actually disclosed in the documents that there's two ghosts, a couple, that are here. And you know, I think that, like anything else, if you think about ghosts, they're a representation of history in the past, and we need to respect them and acknowledge them. And it's interesting because every time that I come on property, you know, I just say hello to them, kind of a welcome to you, you know, trying to have them welcome me into their house in a way, because that's the sense of history. And I think that that's quite important in our brand.
Well, this is an exciting time here because wineries are bought and sold frequently these days, but here guests can be a part of the history as it transitions into something new and exuberant.
Yes, I think that the goal will be to honor history not only with the winemaking techniques that John brings to AXR and V Madrone, but also just the ability to step back in time a little bit. With the historic nature of the structure and the setting here, it is very different than a lot of the wineries that you see being constructed here throughout Napa. And we really are excited just to share it with people and to get people to come and relax and just enjoy kind of what Napa used to be, and bringing that into the future and honoring it along with everything else that has taken place here in historic St. Helena.
It certainly captured you emotionally, didn't it? Because you could have done a number of things, but when you saw this place, you just thought, oh, this is the one. I'm excited to do something with this place.
Yeah, so Jean and I talked about doing something together and having him be the winemaking consultant for a special project. And, you know, things happen for a reason. And I think we came together as friends, you know, back in 2006, and we just had a common passion for creating an experience that would be memorable with people that we care deeply about. And so we've really, I think, we just have been extremely lucky and blessed to be able to find this property and to be able to put an amazing team together to create something special with the AXR brand. And so we are definitely thrilled and can't wait to see what the future has to bring.
I think it'll be fun for guests to come and experience it as it is now and come back in a few months and kind of watch it grow over the next few years.
Yes, it's always great to see things transition over time. But again, we want to make sure that every bit of history is kept intact and that there's no drastic changes to the property, but really just honoring the history and being able to make it a comfortable, intimate experience that people really can enjoy and again, get them to unwind and just take the special time that is required for all of us to recharge the batteries.
Yeah, our batteries, they seem to drain quickly these days, don't they? Speaking of history, Jean, you have quite a history in winemaking. It's extensive and also includes some very varied places like South Africa and Bordeaux, so you're bringing quite a wealth of experience to the project.
Well, thank you. I think, you know, that people tend to forget that as a winemaker, you have one shot per year at making wine. You can't write an essay, trash it, and start over. You know, it follows a vegetative cycle. And so it's all about learning and understanding the sense of place, the terroir, which is the interaction of the soil, the plant, and the climate, and culture, and culture as well. And I think that, you know, by traveling and being exposed to different wines, you really, really learn faster, and you're able to actually, instead of having one equation per year, have many, and therefore it becomes a better learning curve.
Well, I'm really enjoying the Cabernet that you've served me, and the Chardonnay we had earlier was bright and refreshing, and I think you guys have great success ahead of you here. So I wish you quite well with AXR.
Thank you, Jeff. We're glad to have had you visit today and see what we're doing, and we are super excited about the future.
Yeah, thanks, Jeff. I think you get a sense of the philosophy and the mood, the atmosphere of this place.
I'm sure the owners of V Madrone Winery, the Tillys, are very happy with their decision to sell to Kelly, John, and their team at AXR. This will definitely become one of Napa Valley's premium wine experience destinations. Keep your eye on it and pay a visit. They're at 3199 St. Helena Highway, about 2 miles north of the town of St. Helena, and at axrwinery.com. Thanks for showing me around, guys. I'll definitely be back. That wraps up today's show. You can find my past shows as podcasts on iTunes and other platforms, onthewineroad.com, and I'm on Facebook at On the Wine Road. You're invited to join me again next Saturday for another adventure on the Wine Road. I'm Jeff Davis.